This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a very special edition of TFL Talking Trucks podcast.
Yes, now normally we do not go into dealership lots and walk around as we do our podcast, but that's exactly what we're doing today.
Yeah, so why are we here? We're here because we wanted to give you a real world perspective of what's happening on the ground with pickup truck inventories, pricing, what's popular, what's not popular, and some of the topics, some of the trends in the business.
So why are we here at this particular one?
Well, we're friends with Johnson Auto Plaza. I mean, mm-hmm. We've bought several vehicles here over the years and sold several vehicles here over the years. So we're starting here at the Ram section. So let's kind of move over this way just for a second. And we'll also show you guys Chevrolet, GMC, a little bit of Jeep.
Yep.
And also Ford. So, and basically we're here because this is kind of fun, dude. We get to see a lot of trucks in a very short period of time.
I was hoping you could see my breath. For those of you who are listening, I just blew out a lot of steam. That's because it's really cold. So we're doing this for you.
Yes.
And we're not going to try to sell you a vehicle. What can I do, Andre, to get you into a car today?
Well, nothing. But can you read people who we're doing this for? Because
that's right.
Recently a lot of you supported us at patreon.com/TFLcar.
Yep.
So who are these folks recently?
Okay, so let's start with a name we've already heard before, and that's Kyle Abernathy.
Okay.
And then there's Charles Overbeck.
Thanks, Charles.
Kanwar Singh, Mike Adams, and Edward Kloninger.
There you go. Thank you guys for supporting us. Of course, you don't have to support us, but we really appreciate it.
We do indeed.
So we also, just a little bit ago, had a long conversation with the guys who run this place, because we want to be as well educated as possible, and we're not going to do this doomsday video, right?
No, we're not going to say, you know, inventory is on fire. You guys missed out. Every car is sold, or every car cannot be sold. Now, there are a lot of things that are happening, though, right now in the industry, and it comes down to what's happening on these car lots, and it happens to you, the consumer. So what we want to do is we want to talk about some of the pricing, some of the changes, what's recently happened and what is going to happen.
And this is also recovery, right? Because COVID, of course, the pandemic killed inventories. I mean, the factories were idled for many, many months at times, and it was difficult to have an inventory. But now we're back, dude.
Well, just when things were coming back, then, of course, the whole strike happened. That slowed things down. Chip issues as well, component issues. But it looks like most of the things are starting to move again. However, there are a lot of points that we want to bring out about that.
All right, so let's kind of just even show just small glimpse. We were just standing next to like four or five Ram 1500 trucks. And of course, these are the last of the current iteration of the Ram 1500, because the 2025 Ram 1500 is on its way very, very soon. In fact, They're supposed to start production, according to some reports, in the first week of February for the new Rams. But still, the current generation Rams are here in huge numbers.
Yeah, if you look at this lot, I mean, just panning down to the side, I'm counting about 50 trucks that are here just on this side. And then on the opposite side are heavy-duty trucks.
Yeah, and heavy-duty is another subject because I think most of these are actually Cummins-powered.
Yes.
And, of course, there's something happening with Cummins that we'll address in a little bit.
Yep.
But I just wanted to say that this is truck country. We're in just north of Denver, Colorado,
in
Brighton.
Yeah, actually, if you rotate your camera over your shoulder, you're going to be able to see the Rocky Mountains right there.
Yes, and also, this is a little bit starting to be a little bit more rural.
It's right? A lot more rural, my friend. Farms everywhere.
Farms, ranches, and trucks are a big part of this, of course. And I think you will not find many two-wheel drive trucks here.
No, in fact, I'm willing to bet that every single one of these is four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I think we're going to show you like 300 trucks today.
Yeah.
And I think none of them will be two-wheel drive.
So you're wondering why in Colorado we talk about trucks often. Well, this is one of the reasons. All right, so let's talk about, first of all, what we're looking at.
Yeah, so a lot of these trucks, I've noticed, if you come over here, they're V8 powered.
Yep.
So there is another reason for this. Of course, Ram offers a couple of different powertrains in the Ram 1500, and of course the heavy duties we'll mention as well.
Yep.
But we're at high altitudes, high elevations. We're about a mile above sea level right now.
Yep.
And if you go to those mountains, you'll be 2 miles above sea level pretty quickly.
Yep, yep. This one has the e-torque, by the way,
yes,
which is not our favorite thing, but the Hemi, hey, it's been a solid engine, and it's one that's about to go away.
Yeah, and you need power here at higher elevations. Which ones? V8s, these Hemis are really big here in Colorado and some other areas, of course, in the Rocky Mountain region, because 395 horsepower, why not, dude, right?
Yeah.
And also this engine goes away.
Well, that's my point. So in the very near future, you guys are going to start hearing a lot about the SST or the twin turbocharged I6. There's many different ways you can talk about that powertrain, but it's the Hurricane, and that is coming.
Yeah, so the V8 is going to be discontinued after a few months once this inventory is done. Here's a truck that actually very similar to the one we used to own at CFL.
Yep, I missed that one.
Yeah, it's the red colored crew cab Ram Rebel. Let's see if we can find a price on this. Just come over here. It's on
stickers.
The windshield. It's on the windshield here. I just want to kind of see, because this has almost every option, and I think it's a GT.
Holy!
Why are you screaming?
Because it says $81,000.
$81,670.
Holy mackerel.
Sticker price. And this is Ram Rebel, and it's got Rebel Level 2 equipment package. It's got, of course, the Hemi for $3,000+, Rebel exterior side graphics, dual pane panoramic sunroof. It's pretty loaded, dude.
Well, yeah. So you can get a Rebel for a lot less money, and thank God for that.
Or you can get it for 81.
Yes.
By the way, there are a lot of rebates, right? So
first
of all, there's manufacturer rebates. Then there is also sometimes dealership rebates because if a truck's been sitting for a while, of course, it's going to get discounted.
Yeah, and this is a good example of a lot that does a lot of... a lot that does a lot. See where I did it. This is a dealership lot that moves a lot of vehicles. And so they have a huge inventory.
So now let's focus on this heavy duty side really quick.
Okay.
We were just walking, and basically every truck we saw so far, which is about 10, have been Cummins powered. And let's keep moving. Another Cummins.
I think
Cummins.
The only way you wouldn't see a Cummins would be if it was a Power Wagon, which I don't see many of those. Those things tend to move quickly.
Well, here's one. Here's a 6.4 Hemi.
Look at that.
And this is a Rebel. This is a heavy-duty Rebel, my friend.
Ah.
One way to tell, of course, is the little, I believe this is non-functional hood scoop here at the front of the hood, and also tires. Let's see.
Also, there's no badge that says
Yeah, of course, there's no badge that says Cummins, but I don't remember if these Firestone tires are on all Ram Rebels or if this is just a regular Ram truck, I think, with the sport hood.
Well, Andre, this one doesn't have a Cummins badge on it either.
Oh, and this is kind of a basic, this could be like a Bighorn. Oh, the sticker is on the side. Let's check it out. By the way, most of these trucks we're seeing right here are 2024s. So what's happening with Cummins? Well, so what is this one?
Much more reasonable price on this one. This one's 62,995.
Basically 63. And, oh, it's a Tradesman with a chrome package. So this is basically more basic, heavy-duty 2500 heavy-duty truck. And so that's more reasonable, dude. 62 grand or 63 grand.
Yeah, if you consider, you know, what it's competing against, yes.
So that's a six-person configuration. There's a bench in the front, a bench in the back. So, of course, wheels. Actually, it doesn't look that basic because of this chrome that's on the front of it.
Not a big fan of chrome, to be honest with you, but I'll say this. The truck itself looks pretty good. Reminds me of ours.
Yeah, we do have a big horn, but with a sport package, kind of monochromatic.
And the Cummins.
Blacked out look with the Cummins. So what's happening with the Cummins? We just did a video, so check out oldtfl.com. We did part two of the Cummins Dieselgate 2.0, we're calling it.
Yeah.
Because Cummins agreed to pay a fine to the U.S. government for some emissions issues. And now a lot of you guys have been sending us emails with recall information that's mostly software that has to be tweaked.
As far as we can tell, although we've been hearing reports that there's other stuff that may be happening as well.
Yeah, for later trucks, there may be some sort of a hardware that needs to be replaced or adjusted as well.
But we haven't been able to confirm that yet.
Yeah, we don't have all the information because it's still kind of murky. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a Rebel, heavy-duty Rebel.
There
Check it
go.
Out.
Yeah.
So it's got the grill. It's got the beefy tires. It's got that same hood.
But you can get one of these with the Cummins if you want it.
You can, yes.
Okay.
So I would say, how many non-Cummins trucks we've seen? Maybe like five out of like 20,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
here's six.
This truck looks like ours.
It looks just like our same wheel design and everything else, except this doesn't have the diesel.
Yeah, and of course the tow mirrors are now new. This came out in 2023, you know. So now this is a more high-tech mirror because it used to be a flip-up or flip-down.
Yeah.
Now it just extends this way, and the folds, of course.
I kind of miss the flip-up thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kind of like that, giving you a choice. Remember, we tested that, whether or not one was more aerodynamic than the other in terms of its configuration. So let's move on to...
A couple more comments I want to make really quickly while we're wrapping up this kind of Ram section over here. So first of all, you and I did a podcast last time about sales information.
Yes.
And Ram wasn't doing so hot. In fact, in the full-size segment, it was one of the only brands that was actually declining in 2023.
Yeah, we're not counting Nissan.
Well, actually, I think Nissan was actually growing. Because it you know, it's about to go away.
It's like 15,000 trucks.
And people ran out to buy some Nissans.
A couple, yeah.
But I think the reason why Ram is down is not because there is no trucks on the lot.
Yes.
That's not the case. I think there may be something else in at play here, like competitive nature, pricing, features.
Well, when's the last time a heavy-duty Ram has been fully updated?
Well, I said the mirror was introduced last year.
Wow, okay, really, the mirror. Because if you're looking at a Ford, this whole section's been redone. What's under the hood has been redone.
Yes.
The underside has mostly been redone.
The cab, well, this cab's been around for many, many years. It hasn't been redone.
This cab is older than our cameraman.
Wow. Well, not quite that old. I don't want to disclose how old our, 25-year-old camera guy is.
Sorry, bro. The point is that one of my theories behind this vehicle and others like it having such poor sales strictly is based on the fact that they have not built anything new and everybody else has built something new.
And also, Cole, can you come over here just for one more second? Nathan, I want to make a comment about color, exterior color. So we're looking at, I want to say, a lot of really dark black trucks. We have a couple of white. We have a couple of blue, but mostly there's not a lot of pizzazz and color in this lineup that just we see right here, right now.
The heavy duty trucks, I'm seeing like three red ones and two blue ones or whatever, but for the most part, they're relatively boring colors. But that's not the same for the half-ton trucks in general. Normally, Stellantis and Ram has been really good about having really interesting colors that are provoking and bring you in. Not so much with the ones that are over here, but we've seen a couple others that look pretty cool.
Well, before we transition to Chevrolet and GMC, let's splash some more color. Let's walk this way just for a second.
Okay.
Because this is not a car show.
No, Andre, these are cars. We do trucks.
No. But I want to say thank you and goodbye to the Challenger.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Challenger and Charger are being discontinued.
There's a Charger right here next to you.
Yes, and they have amazing colors. They really pop. Lime greens and oranges and purple. And lots of color. And also, Nathan, we just learned something about the 4xe system, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's just mention it
really
quickly.
Let's do it real quick because, you know, some of you guys who are truck fans do like Jeeps, and Jeeps are, in my book, technically trucks, even though we have them on the Car Channel. But I want to see if you guys notice something that's very common amongst all of these Jeeps down here, with the exception of this two-door.
Yes.
Look at their bumpers.
Yeah, look at their bumpers and look at the color of the tow hook.
That indicates something that is, basically what you're looking at is the future.
It's blue, blue, blue. And blue in the Jeep lineup right now for the tow hooks and some badging means 4xe, which is electrified plug-in.
Yeah, it's a plug-in hybrid.
But there's something happening in CARB states, basically states like California and states that follow California Resource Board regulations,
you
know, right?
CAFE numbers and whatnot, yeah.
And is that dealerships like this one here at Johnson Auto Plaza are not allowed to stock. These are not sold orders. These are stock vehicles in the inventory. They're not allowed to stock non-hybrid Jeeps.
Yes, well, Wranglers.
Wranglers specifically.
Wranglers specifically. So the same as in California and other CAFE states. The bottom line is that if you go online, you can order pretty much what you want. So if you want a V6 with a manual transmission, you could still do that online. However, dealerships, their allotments are only 4xEs. Actually, we were talking about why is it that there's one that's not a 4xE, and I think the only reason why is if you...
It's a two-door.
Two-door. And they don't do a two-door 4xE yet.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. But I have a feeling that this is basically the very beginning of what you're going to be seeing a lot of.
So. Yeah, so a couple of things as we keep walking through some Grand Wagoneers really quick, Wagoneers, is that, of course, the government wants to make an incentive, right, especially the CARB, California Resource Board, to promote hybrids, right, and plug-in hybrids.
Yep, and these are all plug-in hybrid vans, by the way.
Yeah, Pacificas.
Yep.
And they also give tax incentives to do so. But also it cuts choice, right? Because if you're walking on a lot like this and you want a Jeep Wrangler, you may not be able to buy a regular one unless you order it, right?
That is correct. And they're also pushing a lot of those, which are the Grand Cherokee 4xEs as well. In fact, there's
all the Trailhawks are now 4xE.
Right. So you can't get a Trailhawk trim unless it's a 4xE with the Grand Cherokees, which is something we just learned today.
Yeah, and if we kind of... just take a look at the Wagoneer. The Wagoneer lost sales as well.
Yeah.
We reported on this a little bit ago. And
that is a truck. I mean, bottom line, it's a truck.
Oh, it's a Ram 1500
underneath.
That's
a Ram 15 underneath.
Yeah.
And,
other than the rear suspension, which is slightly different, of course. But basically, it is a truck.
Yeah. And, you know, we've driven these. The only one I've driven had the big V8 in it. And it was a hell of a great driving vehicle. An amazing interior. Very comfortable. But the aesthetics on the outside, a lot of people have had some issues with, and I can show you exactly what the problem is right now. Ready?
What?
Okay, here's a Wagoneer or Grand Wagoneer, doesn't matter because they're the same in the front. See this?
Yes.
Now, ready? Follow me. Here we go! Over here! And same!
Well,
they look the same.
You're pointing to Grand Cherokee now.
Yes, I am.
Well, here's my take. It's okay to have family resemblance, or strong family resemblance.
Which is what they did over there, and I think they did a brilliant job with the compass. That looks like it a little bit. They have a family resemblance, but you can tell, oh, that's a compass.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to spend $100,000 plus on a luxury vehicle, do you want it to look like a vehicle that costs $60,000, $50,000? No, you don't.
All right, well, let us know what you think.
Yeah, sorry, I had to ask
a
little.
We're going to pause just for a second.
Yep.
And then let's check out the GM side. Oh, wait, dude, before we get to GM, we were walking by the Jeep section here, another Jeep section, mm-hmm. and there's a couple of Gladiators.
Yeah, and these are actually kind of rare because the two that you're going to see here both have manual transmissions. Now, recently, the manuals were recalled, and they replaced the clutches. The clutches were exploding from what we heard. But they've got beefier ones in there that are supposed to be a lot better. So this one's a Rubicon, and then over there is a Willys.
So it's obviously not a hybrid, V6, manual transmission, and there's a black one over here, which is not a Rubicon, like you said.
It's a Willys.
But also, look at the tires, really beefy tires. Rock sliders on the side.
Yeah, well, the Willys, it's a really cool little upgrade because you go from the stock vehicle, and instead of having to add, say, you know, $16,000-$17,000 in order to upgrade the vehicle to a certain point, you get a bunch of goodies, part of the package for the Willys. This is one of the vehicles I looked at a couple years ago when the trim first came out and seriously considered it. But.
And Jeep is also having a little trouble nationwide with sales of the Gladiator. So there's a 15% currently. So if you're watching this a year from now, it's not going to be the same.
We don't know in a year from now.
But 15% discount from the factory right now.
15%. And that's not counting the possibility of actually having another rebate or something like that at the dealership as well.
Yeah. So this is about, what, $53,000, $54,000 sticker minus about $7,500. Now you're looking high 40s, which is actually a highly competitive price.
That's the price it should be, frankly.
Yeah, for a topless vehicle that you can remove the top and the doors and the 4x4.
And this has the hard top too, which is, by the way, part of the option package as well, because there's a soft top that comes standard. And the least expensive one of these would be the Sport, I believe, is what they're still calling it. And the cool thing about Gladiators is that if you get the Sport with manual transmission or even the automatic, you're still getting a 4x4 right out of the box, and you're still getting this cab right out of the box.
Yeah.
There's all the cab, the beds, they're all the same throughout all of them. But a lot of people would say, but if you buy a Gladiator, it's not the best truck in the class, true, and it's not the best Jeep in the class, true, but it's a neat mix of the two of them, and we've proven that these things are off-road capable as well.
Alrighty, now let's move on to GM.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's look at General Motors, because they've actually had a really successful year in 2023 as far as sales across the country, including half-tons like this, Silverado, and also heavy-duty trucks.
That's right. In fact, I believe combined, if you combine Chevrolet with GMC, they're number one.
Yeah. Yes, if you combine them, they're over the F-Series, which we'll see at the end of this podcast.
That is correct.
But here in this section of this lot, we have a combination of both Chevrolet and GMC, heavy duty and light duty. So we have a lot of good mix, and we can see a lot of different trucks here.
Now, just off the top of my head, the least expensive one I found was essentially a work truck, but it had four-wheel drive and the 10-speed and everything else, and that was about $53,000.
Okay, let me look at this blue one, because this is also one of the more basic ones. This is a Silverado.
Well, it's a Z71 and those wheels and stuff. It's probably got a package or two on top
of it. Yeah, this does have a few packages. This has got a 5.3-liter V8, and this one is at $61,000 sticker price. It is a Z71, of course, like you said. So if you want those more affordable trucks, we've seen a couple, right? And we're actually going to show you some work trucks in the commercial side.
Yes, we are.
But you may have to order one, right?
Yep.
And get exactly, you know, the color, maybe the options, the choices, the tire packages. You can order one and you'll have to wait maybe several months.
Possibly.
But you can still get what you want.
Well, let's have a look at a couple of the other trucks that we have here, only because some of you guys have been asking questions about, should I buy a half-ton truck or should I buy you know, a one-ton truck.
Right.
And it's one of the bottom lines is price, but you'd be surprised how close some of these big boys, these heavy duties, come to these half tons.
Well, do you want to check this white heavy duty Chevy, and I'll check the price over here.
The Z71. Well, this is going to be expensive, Andre, because it's a Z71, and it's okay. So this one here, $87,000. Andre's not
What'd you find there?
$87,000.
So no way.
Yeah.
That Denali Ultimate Light Duty GMC
is
87.
Okay. Well, actually, that proves the point then. But what I was trying to do is find one that was less expensive, which there are a couple here. I mean, if you turn the camera around, you're going to see a lot of trucks here, and we're not going to be walking through every single one that's here.
Oh, is this the work truck you found here?
Yes.
It's got Steelys right there.
Yes, that's what drew me to it. I love Steelys.
Take a look. So this is a little bit more simple. It does have the X31 GMC package.
Right. So this has the, so this is a 4x4, and it's, remember, it's the GMCs. The GMCs tend to have a little bit more, I don't know, glamour. I can't see. So it's got the 5.3.
Yeah, 53,000 after everything.
Right, but you know, what if you got the four-cylinder turbo?
Yeah, you are gonna, well, it's $1,600 less, so you can still get it a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, you can start working your way down. I would love to have one of these for under 50 would be nice. Right?
Oh, but I see something. Can we walk here just for a second? Because
we
tested the 84X AEV editions and also the Bison trucks, and I was wondering, when are they gonna hit the dealership?
Yeah.
And it's now.
At what point in my conversation when I said keeping things cheap did you miss? Because that's not what this is.
Oh, is this a cheap segment? This is not cheap segment.
It's not a cheap segment, but this is $104,000.
Well, yeah, this is everything. This is the ultimate GMC 84X off-road heavy duty with a diesel and AEV package with the skid plates and the bumpers.
Yeah. Now, if you guys remember, we recently did some videos featuring basically this truck. In a different color, and they are remarkably good. Obviously, you're getting what you pay for and then some, but the other side of it is it's twice the price of this one.
All right.
It's basically, twice the price.
Yeah, you can buy two of these
basically,
for one of those.
Pretty much.
All right, let's keep moving a little bit further.
All right.
You have to duck. So the other thing, of course, Ram does not currently sell a midsize pickup. GM does.
Yes.
So they have the Colorado, the new one, of course. They have the new Canyon that's been redesigned. And here's one example. Here's a Colorado. I, of course, also own one. I have a Trail Boss.
This one has cruise control.
No, please.
I couldn't help it.
Okay. How much is this? This is Z71.
Yeah, it's the Z71. Why are you looking at that? I want to look at this because I'm kind of curious, for those who want to save a buck.
Oh, two-door.
Yeah, which you're not seeing very many of these, unless, of course, you go to fleet sales. And we're going to talk about fleet sales in a second. Now, this one looks like this has got the 8-speed. So if it has the 8-speed, that means it's probably
it's a turbo.
Yeah. So this has the 4-cylinder
turbo. Oh, yeah, the turbo max. Yep.
So
47 grand.
Yep.
For a 4x4.
Yeah, it's a 4x4, and it has a bench seat in there so you can hold up to three. But it also has, this is interesting, Andre.
What?
It has the multi-gate or whatever you call it.
Oh, no way. So it's optioned with a fancy tailgate?
Yeah, look at this.
And it's bedlined.
So this is a little bit of a strange duck. This may have been an order that somebody didn't take for some reason.
Or maybe they're not here yet.
Yeah, so we're touching somebody's rig that they're
sorry.
So it's interesting to find these types of rigs. And the thing is that this pricing puts this competitive with a lot of these midsize trucks.
It's also the shorter bed option. Look, so this is like a 6'10". Right next to it is an 8-footer. Look at this.
Look at the size of it.
So this is an 8-footer, which is most of these work trucks will actually come with an 8-foot bed.
That's what I was curious about because... So this could actually make an interesting platform for an off-roader. I mean, this is in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. So if you could lift this up a little bit, this shorter one, this is basically a stubby in GM speak.
This is exactly the same truck except for the bed. And it doesn't have all the goodies on it.
Yeah.
But it still has the Turbo Max. And this one is 45.
Well, now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now we're getting down to the prices.
See, guys, we would find something that was a little bit less expensive. All right, let's look at a couple more, and then we're going to move on, right?
Yeah. So they do have a couple of Colorados we just walked by. So those are coming. But I haven't seen the Colorado Bison at any dealership yet.
I really like these AT4Xs. I know they're, these half-ton AT4Xs kind of tick all the boxes for me. Sorry, guys. I should point out that this is happening live outdoors in the real world.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear trains, a lot of horns. Apparently, everybody sets off an alarm every 2 minutes.
When we film.
And then, of course, exhaust braking.
But that was a proper Jake brake, my friend.
Ooh, this one's got the nice piping on the interior. And this one's way out of my reach. $83,000. What's this about $83,000? It just seems to... So let's look.
I'm not used to say 80 when I'm talking about pickups.
I know, right? Exactly. So there are a couple others that are here, but what does this say about the nature of the business, right?
Well, the nature of the business, and I think the good place to close out is this section is this. We're looking at the chrome grill, right?
All right.
So a lot of these trucks we just walked by are Denalis.
Yep.
Or AT4Xs.
Yep.
Or off-road packages.
Yeah, they have higher trims.
Yes, like we said in the beginning of this podcast, we're a little bit biased because this is Colorado, this is 4x4 country.
Exactly.
This is also a little bit more rural. So, but a lot of what it's stock and a lot of what people are buying are actually higher optioned pickup trucks.
So the optics from the perspective of the automakers keep building these because people keep buying them, right?
Yeah, and of course, we were talking to the guys here, right?
Right.
At Johnson Auto Plaza, and they said it's still a huge challenge, right? Because, yes, people can always order, right? They welcome that, of course.
Yeah.
But for them to stock their lot is becoming more and more challenging with all the shortages and all the shutdowns and all this thing because they're trying to predict your what you guys want, but then also have to struggle with delivering those here, right?
Exactly. So if you look at an awful lot of these trucks, they're white. And these are not the ones that are used in fleets. These are sold directly to the public. So we're going to go into fleets, which you're going to see a sea of white.
Yes. Let's touch on that because people might wonder what's going on there.
Exactly.
Of course, we also follow full-size van segment.
Right.
And it's been growing, dude. In 2023, we didn't touch on it last podcast, but the Ram ProMasters that we're looking at now have grown significantly. Also, Ford Transit vans that we'll show you in a minute grew by a huge amount as well.
I wonder if part of that has to do with the fact that Ford Transit Connects no longer exists and also Ram ProMaster Cities no longer exist.
Yeah, but also, and we read your comments and questions, so thank you. By the way, Don Manahan recently submitted a question and it took me about a week to respond to him, so sorry, Don, for kind of the delay there.
Okay, Don, in Andre's defense, he juggles more than any human being at TFL.
Well.
You do.
Okay, I appreciate it. But the question
Case
that
does
I...
does more than you.
Or maybe even Alex.
Alex does
maybe
more
Cole.
Than you. Cole does more
Cole,
than you.
Yeah. He had a question about Range Rovers.
Yeah.
So I replied to you, Don. So thank you for your question. But a lot of your questions have to do with, I can't buy a van. I've been looking everywhere. So why are there 20 vans we just saw?
Ah,
there's an answer to that, right?
There is indeed. So what you're looking at there, many of those vans actually have already been sold. So they are going to be shipped out to various companies, their fleet vans. Also, many of those vans have just come in and they're in the process of being sold. So that's the other part of it.
Yeah.
And then some of those vans, oh my God, they still build this? The Express?
Yes.
This one really is older than our cameraman.
Yes. So I think Cole was probably born next to one of these because it was used to be brand new back then as well.
Or because of one of these? I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Okay, so the van inventory is a fickle thing because they do go out to a lot of fleets. Individual van sales are a completely different thing. However, there is something we should mention about Ram, at least here at this place. And that is, oh, there's a Ram right there behind you.
Yep. Hi, guys.
Fleet sales, in general, stay fleet sales. Usually, they don't transfer if they don't sell them to sell to individuals.
Oh, that's GM.
But, yes, that is GM here. However, with Ram, Ram over there.
Ram over there. Ram over here.
Yep, and there's Ram behind you.
Yeah.
It can. So in some cases, at least with Ram, if the inventory that's going to a fleet sale doesn't work out, they can actually send that over to individuals and sell them.
Yeah, and also Johnson Auto Plaza is one of the largest, in Colorado, one of the largest fleet either delivery places or fleet sales places as well.
They're not paying us to say this. I swear to God, I even asked for a free cup of coffee. They
said no. We're not being paid. But it's really easy if you don't know the business to walk by here, right, and say the industry is in crisis. Trucks are sitting and wasting away.
That's kind of the point of this whole podcast too, really.
Yeah, it's not a crisis.
No.
They move thousands of these per year here. So it's not a crisis.
Their fleet sales alone last year was like 2,000 sold and another 2,000 that they were moving.
Delivered, yeah.
Right, so you're going to hear and see a lot of people doing doomsday, which is clickable, I get it. And, you know, showing a car on fire and just, you know, you'll never be able to order these again because nobody can sell them anymore. That's not necessarily true. So do your due diligence, do your research before you get sucked into that void because, frankly speaking, it's not entirely true.
Boy, it's tempting. I want to buy like several of these.
Yeah, me too.
Can you humor me for one more minute?
I humor you all the time. It's my job.
Oh, okay. Because I see some tradesmen and some work trucks over here, and we talked about simple vehicles. And look at that. A crew cab, Ram heavy duty with a blocked out bumper and nice steelies. You know, that looks attractive, doesn't it?
I know what you're doing. So what he's doing, folks, for those of you who don't know, is Andre likes to tempt people at TFL with sales and deals that he's found.
Yeah.
And weaken us so we actually go out and buy a truck and get divorced. So I would rather avoid doing that. He nearly got producer Zach to buy. It was really close.
By the way, it wasn't really my intention. I just showed him a deal, and he almost walked out and bought it.
He was so close. He was getting us to talk him down, and you didn't talk him down very well.
Hold on a second. Let me look at this price, right? Because this is basically a four-wheel drive crew cab Ram 2500 with a Hemi, and just about $60,000 with like $7,000 of options. Okay. So if you didn't have all the options, you could bring it into the low 50s.
Well, that was my point earlier, is that you're starting to get to the point to where, do you want to go half ton? Do you want to go full, you know, to something
heavy
like
duty,
this, heavy duty? And that the price disparity isn't that bad.
And look, there's a couple of basic work GMCs and some others. And you could see there's trucks as far as the eye could see, really.
Right.
Towards the mountains.
So they're not having a problem getting the inventory in here. The biggest issue may come up in the near future in terms of options that you guys want. And I think that's an important point. Perhaps we should quickly touch on that.
Yeah.
So one of the things we were recently told is that the upcoming Ram, if you get, is it the...
This is the 2500... This is the 2025 Ram 1500, the next generation that we've been talking about, in the Big Horn, which is
their
not
volume
the tradesman,
seller,
but the one above the tradesman in the volume seller.
Right.
Currently, they're only allowed to order those with a V6 Pentastar. But remember, we're living in Colorado, so non-turbocharged. Still okay engine.
It's an okay engine until you start going up there.
And you can't really tow in the mountains with that engine very effectively.
Not successfully. And that is one of the issues. So the everything from carbon, everything else, you can blame whoever you want. There's a point to this, which is that you have to make sure that the vehicle you're looking for is actually going to be there. So if you wanted the Hurricane, or this SST, you'd probably have to go to a different trim level.
Like
in order
a Laramie.
Right.
And also wait a little bit, because those are not going to be like immediately produced.
Exactly. Right. So keep that in mind.
All right. So now I think it's time. Maybe we could snap our fingers and magically get transformed to a Ford.
Yeah. Plot. You want to snap it at the same time? Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Bam.
I didn't snap.
Snap. And now we are with Ford.
Through the miracle of modern television, we are now at the Ford dealership. Now, here's the important part about this. Ford has also done very well in 2023. Their sales were, well, second. basically, to General Motors, but still.
And also growing.
Yes, year over year, they've grown. However, there have been a lot of things going on, and once again, a lot of chatter on the internet about certain things going wrong or certain vehicles not selling, and we do have some interesting information.
Yes, we just spoke to General Manager here as well. We are at BrightonFordColorado.com, so JohnsonAutoPlaza.com and BrightonFordColorado.com. They're not paying us.
Yeah, they're not paying us. That's the only plugs they're going to get, I promise.
Yes, but we're thankful for information that they provided us, and also being able to look at some vehicles. We're standing next to a Ford Maverick, the new one, and many times on our podcast, we've said this is a hot truck, hot, hot, hot.
Well, we've proven it because we have the numbers, and they've grown.
They're growing. However, and they actually have like three of them on the lot.
Yeah, but do you notice they all have the same paint job?
Yes. What is up with that?
Yeah, so they all have the same paint job. Now, this is not the top of the line, but it's definitely one of the higher end ones. So this is around $38,000.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's got the Pro 4X package and the, was it the Laramie package or Lariat package?
Lariat, yep. And this one, sticker price of around $38,000. So it's true. I mean, these are still pretty popular vehicles. They don't have a lot of them here on the lot. And the ones they have are basically higher trim levels, which are more expensive Mavericks.
But that brings up an interesting point. So we were talking about, you know, what about these higher end trucks selling? And it turns out that at least at this lot, and this is, we're using this as a litmus test, so other lots I'm pretty sure are in a similar, you know, situation.
Yeah.
They're selling a lot of their F-150s with the higher trim levels, the more expensive ones, right?
In fact, according to the general manager here, there are no Platinums or King Ranches that we'll find today, which is crazy. Let's look at these Transit vans.
Ah.
Because this is another segment that's growing. We can see the numbers. And by the looks of this, Nathan, what they have like 10 of them here, there's so many Transit vans that come on down and buy one right
now. But these are all used.
Yes. So here's what's happening. Transits, so big. Here's what I think is happening, because we don't have data on this. Nope. But I think big delivery companies like Walmart, Amazon, FedEx, DHL, UPS, you name it, are buying a lot of commercial vans.
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
King Supers.
Oh, yeah.
Costco.
Yep.
And for you and I, like private consumers, there's no vans to be had.
Not on dealership lots.
Right. So what does Brighton Ford do? Well, they actually have an inventory here because they build it up themselves, go out and buy some used ones. Maybe they're trading with some other dealer, right? Something like this.
Or in many cases, they have to buy out of state and bring them in here. And that's a lot of extra expense, by the way. And you, the consumer, you know, you guys feel that pinch in your wallet. But here's the good news. Some dealerships are able to do stuff like this. So at least those people who need it for a company, you know, if you have your own private plumbing company or whatever, electrician,
or
you are still able to buy a van.
And a lot of these I see right here are shuttle companies. In fact, this one right behind us is also equipped with a handicap rear gate. So you can carry, you know, many, many people in this van. And the price reflects that. First of all, it's a hot commodity.
Yep.
You can never find it anywhere. Second of all, it, you know, it's got a turbocharged engine. A lot of these are all-wheel drive. And this one stickers here at $89,000.
Okay. I mean, I have no idea if that's competitive or not, but I have a feeling that in this class it is.
Yes, and because you can't find many of these, that's why.
Yep.
There's a motorhome.
Yep. Well, this isn't a motorhome, actually.
This is like a conversion van.
It's a conversion van. It looks like it has passenger capacity for six.
And it's an Explorer company.
Yeah,
Explorer.
And it's about half the price of the other one we were just looking at. But let's talk about F-150, because obviously one of their hottest sellers, F-150s.
And Super Duties.
And Super Duties.
Yeah. And pardon some semis that are coming down, because we are near the highway again. So this is the best-selling nameplate in the United States still, even though GM combined outsells them. If you're talking about names, F-Series is the best-selling.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites. I love these Tremors. Let me see here.
We're looking at the F-150 Tremor right now. A lot of these trucks are either gray, black, or silver, or white. This is, once again, seems to be the theme of color choices. And why can't we have like brighter colors like yellows and blues and purple?
Well, Well, there's a couple reasons, but it's 73,000 on this one and change.
Okay, so is this, do you know, did you say it was a V8? Can you look what the engine is?
Put the fat guy between the two trucks that are close together. Of course he will. Alrighty, so this one has the 3.5 liter V6.
Oh, so it's a EcoBoost. Okay.
That is correct, Amundo.
Alrighty, so these trimmers are still very, very popular. And I'm glad, you know, they're in stock. Here's another one in a silver. I like this brighter color a little bit better.
I do too, actually. You and I both agree on that.
So on the other side, we have Super Duties, and there's still many different kinds. They have, of course, they have dualies, they have 450s, sometimes they have 250s, 350s, and the rest. So a huge selection of those trucks. But look at what we have here.
Now, there's not a lot of these here. In rural communities, according to the person we just talked to, these do not sell well. And they are not very popular, which makes sense, of course, because this is an area where long distances are needed in terms of driving.
Yeah, you're traveling 100 miles maybe a day, maybe more.
This is much more of a city truck in my mind, you know, other than, you know, being out here in the middle of the country where there's farms and all that. So with that being said, only a few of these on the lot.
And also, we did not see any electric Silverados at the other place.
Yeah.
We did not see any Hummers at the other place.
Nope.
So there are a couple of Lightnings here, so that's interesting to note.
Ooh, some nice color.
And once again, we're seeing a lot of XLTs. I think most of the trucks we just walked by are actually XLTs, which is their most popular trim, just above the work truck.
Normally, yes, that would be the case. However, as I said, they're astonished by how many of the much higher trims they are actually selling right now.
Yeah, that's why they're not here, actually, because they're selling out very, very fast.
Exactly.
Another Lightning.
Exactly, and there's one over there.
And there's another Lightning. And this one is a Platinum. So, and by the way, they just washed some of these trucks. You can see some water. Let's look at the price on this one, because this is going to be steep.
I was worried that Andre's OCD was going to kick in. He was going to start drying every truck here.
I might dry it. $94,990.
No.
So this is the top price for a Lightning, the most optioned luxurious truck. By the way, Lightning is still eligible for tax incentives.
Yeah.
Like we talked about the 4xe mm-hmm. Jeeps.
Yeah.
The Wranglers are eligible.
Yeah.
So is this.
Right.
Ooh, white trimmer. Ooh,
that looks,
that's nice.
That's looking pretty good too. So I think what we can say with some certainty, at least by going to these dealership lots, is the fact that yes, there are a lot of vehicles that are on these lots, but I'm willing to bet money that if you come back here in a week or two, most of these are going to be gone.
The new ones will arrive.
Yeah. A lot of dealerships like to move things before 100 days. They're sort of a staple in the industry, saying get rid of them by then or else we start losing more money on
because
them.
You have to rebate them, or you have to actually, your money is locked up in that.
That's
right?
Exactly it.
Because you want freedom to buy something else and keep moving, right?
Right, exactly. So,
dude, we have three Raptors?
Well, holy
and
Toledo.
More used ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got, actually, I think all three of these are used.
I think you're right. When it says low mileage, that tends to say used.
Yeah. But still, I mean, they look in almost brand new condition.
Right.
Basically unmodified. That's pretty sweet. This is a little bit more of a basic one, this red one. Let me take a look. They're still pretty hot. This one is 88,000. So this is near where the stock ones are. I mean, the factory one, the brand new ones are.
I wonder if that one's a new one. No, that one's used too.
That one's used first-gen Raptor as well.
Oh, yeah, with slight modifications.
All right, well, let's finish up over here because it's kind of loud over there. So there's one other item that we discussed, which is when something is scarce. For example, Nissan announced that the Titan is going away, right? And like last episode, we said that sales of the Titans are going up and up and up.
Yep.
Relatively speaking.
Which they are.
Which they are. And also the same thing is true with Raptors, some Mavericks.
Yep.
Transit vans and some Platinum and King Ranch trucks.
That is true. Now, this is the beginning of 2024. Bear in mind that everything is back on the table. Nothing is for sure. We do not know where this market's going to go. We know UAW is now pretty much all cleaned up in terms of the strike. So that should be over. We know pandemic issues gone. We know most of the parts issues have been resolved. That should mean that you get more choice at many dealerships, but it doesn't mean that that's all completely been solved.
Right, exactly. And like we said, only 3 Mavericks still. So, and transit vans are almost non-existent here. Although, you know, they're here because they make a special effort to get more vans over here.
Right, but maybe that says something about the industry. Maybe we're going to see more vans in the future. Different variations
and actually, of them. And actually, manufacturers like Ram, Jeep, GM, and Ford, I mean, all of the ones we looked at, if they can deliver more products, I think they'll sell everything right now. Right?
I think
because there's still a lot of hunger for some of these vehicles.
That's exactly what it comes down to. So the doom and gloom guys out there, I think that maybe they're a little premature.
Yeah.
And perhaps you guys should do a little bit of your due diligence before jumping on the bandwagon and, you know, saying the sky is falling.
I just want to look at a couple of prices here really quick.
Okay.
So humor me for one more minute.
Go get them, Andre.
Well, because we looked at Ram prices and GM. So let me look. So this is a F-250.
He's still talking.
F-250 Power Stroke.
Yeah.
$86,890. By the way, remember the Silverado diesel you looked at was very similar.
Yeah, about 83, I think.
Or 87-ish.
Was it 87?
One of the ones you looked at. So I think they're dollar for dollar, basically very similar to each other as far as equipment, pricing, capability.
Yeah, I'd say they're comparable.
So, and I like more bright colors here on the Super Duty side. More reds, more, you know, kind of bright colors. That's interesting. That must be indicative of either the region or the truck market in general, as far as these colors.
These colors, based on the fact that Ford may give them a little bit more choice, considering the volume that they produce, maybe that makes it a little easier for them to get different colors.
Yeah, so there you have it. And of course, you know, if you like this video or if you don't like it, let us know.
Please do in the comments below.
And if you want to see a little bit more of that, maybe about SUVs or cars, let us know as well, because we can of course expand on this in the future if you guys want.
Absolutely. Guys, have a great week. We'll be seeing you next time. See ya.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.